Book preparation. The Acts of the Apostles. When the staff at Elmshaven late in 1910 learned that the Sabbath school lessons for 1911 were to be on the early Christian church, it was contemplated that materials on New Testament history, released week by week in review and herald articles, would serve as lesson helps. Then the plan was that Clarence Crisler, as soon as the work on the Great Controversy was completed, would assemble materials on the life of Paul. He would take the 1883 E. G. White book Sketches from the Life of Paul as the foundation of this work. This book had been long out of print. Mrs. White had been looking forward to the time when she could expand its presentation. Now Crisler would draw from this as well as from other E. G. White sources of the past 25 or more years. Because Maggie Hare, now Mrs. Bree, hard at work on the experiences of the early Christian church, became ill, the work was delayed. The deadline for copy for the January 5th issue of the review, the time when the new series was to begin, was missed. WCW to FM Wilcox, January 17, 1911. But 4 weeks later the Review and Herald carried two articles in time to parallel current Sabbath school lessons. Ellen White was much involved in the task, going over the materials as they were assembled, doing some editing and writing to fill in gaps. All of this was done with an eye on the full manuscript for the forthcoming book to be known as the Acts of the Apostles. On October 6, 1911, she wrote, "I feel more thankful than I can express for the interest my workers have taken in the preparation of this book, that its truths might be presented in the clear and simple language which the Lord has charged me never to depart from in any of my writings." The Acts of the Apostles was off the press and ready for sale in late November. It was with satisfaction that Ellen White's staff noted her ability to engage actively in the preparation of book manuscripts at this late period in her life. Prophets and Kings. When the year 1912 dawned, Ellen White was in her 85th year. Acquaintances, church leaders, and her family marveled at her continued ability to produce. In early January she wrote, "There will be one more book, that dealing with the Old Testament history from the time of David to the time of Christ, Prophets and Kings. The material for this book has been written, and is on file, but is not yet put into shape. When this book is complete, I shall feel that my work is finished. Yet I can hold my pen as firmly today as I have done in years past." Back in 1907, Clarence Crisler had assembled Ellen White's writings on Ezra for a series of review articles. The Sabbath school lessons for the first quarter of 1907 were on the Book of Ezra, and it was hoped these articles would provide collateral reading. The task was larger than expected, and while the preliminary material on Nehemiah was printed in the review in March and April, it was not until January and February 1908 that the five articles on Ezra were published. But the 18 articles on this phase of Old Testament history were steps in the preparation of Prophets and Kings. The main thrust in preparing Prophets and Kings, however, was in the late summer months and fall of 1912. Ellen White wrote, "Just now, what strength I have is given mostly to bringing out in book form what I have written in past years on the Old Testament history from the time of Solomon to the time of Christ. Last year the Acts of the Apostles was put into print, and is being widely circulated, and now we are making good progress with this Old Testament history. We are advancing as fast as possible. I have faithful and conscientious helpers, who are gathering together what I have written for the review, signs, and watchmen, and in manuscripts and letters, and arranging it in chapters for the book. Sometimes I examine several chapters in a day, and at other times I can read but little because my eyes become weary and I am dizzy. The chapters that I have been reading recently are very precious." There had been a hastening of the work on Old Testament history, with the determination to bring it to completion while Ellen White could be involved. Now the task was well along, and Clarence Chrysler went back to some of the chapters that in richness came short of most of the manuscript. With Ellen White's counsel and help, he was rounding them out. This is why the manuscript, which earlier had been spoken of as almost completed, was still in preparation, wrote Chrysler on New Year's Day 1915. As we find new material from the file and add to the chapters that have already been prepared and passed upon, and reread these amplified portions to her, she seems to enjoy going over them anew. This perfecting of the manuscript is slow work, but very interesting, and we are hopeful of the outcome. CCC to WCW, January 1, 1915. This manuscript, published under the title of The Captivity and Restoration of Israel, had not been completed at the time of Ellen White's death, but was completed by Clarence Chrysler from materials in the manuscript file. Later it was published as Prophets and Kings. Other books that were being compiled from file material in much the same way but which were completed later were Gospel Workers, Education, The Ministry of Healing, and Life Sketches of Ellen G. White.